Unforgiven. Crows can hold grudges for 17 years. Be very careful not to anger a murder of crows, a scientist has warned. By Kaya Burgess. Are you the type who quickly forgives and forgets? Or do you still carry a burning anger over small things that happened decades ago? If it is the latter, you may have something in common with crows. The birds can harbour a grudge for as long as 17 years against those who upset or threaten them, a scientist has found. If you ever find yourself dive-bombed or aggressively cawed at by a crow, you must ask yourself, did you do anything to upset that particular bird or any of its friends or relatives over the past 2 decades? Crows are either unable or unwilling to forgive threatening behaviour, researchers have said. Instead, they use their renowned intelligence, including an alarmingly good memory for faces, to pursue and harangue their abusers, in some cases for several years. It has led the residents of some cities to start logging attacks from angry crows.
Scientists have now discovered just how long a crow's grudge can last. Alexander Pope once wrote that to forgive is divine, but it may be more apt to misquote William Congreve and warn that hell has no fury like a crow scorned. Professor John Marsluff, an environmental scientist at the University of Washington, discovered this after subjecting a murder of crows to an unpleasant incident in 2006. He put on an ogre mask and captured 7 crows in a net, attaching identification bands to the birds. He soon set them free unharmed, but the episode was traumatic for those crows and others who witnessed the incident, Marsluff told the New York Times.
Over the following years, Marsluff and his assistants would occasionally put on the ogre mask and walk around the campus, monitoring if the resident crows let out aggressive scolding caws in their direction. On one occasion, he was scolded by 47 out of 53 crows he encountered. This was far more than the number that experienced or witnessed the initial incident, suggesting that crows learn to recognise threatening humans from their parents, relatives, and murder mates. This is likely to explain how the murderer of crows, whose individual members live for less than a decade on average, was able to bear a grudge for so many years, passing on their anger down the generations. The number of angry caws grew to a peak after 7 years. From 2013 onwards, the number of aggressive caws started to fall, until during one walk in September last year, no scolding calls were logged for the first time since the start of the experiment, 17 years after it began. He is preparing to publish the data from his study.
Marsluff has also conducted brain scans of crows during his research, finding that their brains respond to fear in a similar way to human brains. He said in 2020, "It appears that birds have a region of their brain that is analogous to the amygdala of mammals, the region of the vertebrate brain where negative associations are stored as memories." He added that the birds are very, very keen at noting our actions, adding, "That they pay so much attention to people has been one of the most surprising things to me in my work with them."
Read by Elizabeth Stewart.
Read by Trevor Edwards.